When did the ACLU first learn of this controversy in Watauga County?
We were contacted by several concerned people a few months ago, I believe, because this has been playing out for a while. Unfortunately, not the first incident of a local school board considering removing a book from the curriculum or from the schools entirely in North Carolina this year. So we had done some work in Randolph County and Brunswick County on similar challenges, and were, you know, obviously concerned with what we were hearing in Watauga, and wanted to work with folks and provide any support that we could to support the freedom to read.
Some parents have suggested that this book is inappropriate for 10th graders. Is the issue banning the book, or is the question whether or not it's actually an appropriate book for students of that age?
The issue from our perspective is the slippery slope of saying that students can't read certain text. And when we've seen what's happened throughout, you know, our country's history, and especially here recently in North Carolina, we know that quite often the first book that is targeted is not where this is going to stop. In Brunswick County, where there were some folks who were looking to remove The Color Purple from the schools, there were elected officials there who were literally saying this is not the end, and they wanted to go, in one official's words, to go through the curriculum with a fine-tooth comb to find things that were not decent. So we're concerned about this slippery slope of removing the ability of teachers to have some say over the curriculum. But right now, parents already have a say over what their children are being taught. If they feel the book is inappropriate, there's an opt-out that exists, and they can have their children read something else instead. Obviously, parents should have a say over what their children are learning in school. And the students here were honors high school students in their sophomore class. And if the parents objected to the House of the Spirits, they had the ability to opt their kids out, and they would read Moby Dick instead. And it's our understanding that of the students who have been given that option and the parents who have been given that option, the vast majority chose to read the House of the Spirit. But the concern, again, is that we're not just talking about one book. We're talking about a much larger conversation about whether we want to promote literature that promotes critical thinking, that has classroom dialogue, and whether we want students to be reading this on their own or with the help of faculty-led conversation.
Is there any indication of what the administration or the school board will likely do?
We have not heard anything definitively. I know a lot of members of the community have been contacting their officials and asking them to protect the freedom to read, to support academic freedom. And already two board-supported committees have voted unanimously to keep the House of the Spirits as part of the county's curriculum. We're hopeful that the officials are going to do the right thing here, that they're not going to tread down this slippery slope of banning books, and that they're going to stand up for the freedom to read.